Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Here we go. Now another little wobble in Tropical Storm Dorian. This is going to get a little bit interesting. Maybe, gosh, I'm getting this flashbacks of Irma where the track kept changing and changing and changing. There's all these different models out there. We are going to connect with Greg D., meteorologist, ABC Action News. Of course, you know, we all live here in the Tampa Bay area. We are worried about our families, our property. We want to protect you, your families, and your property. So we're going to be all over this. A couple of these wobbles are showing a stronger storm. And the possibility of some, I guess, impact to our weather. It looks like Sunday and Monday, but Greg's going to give us all the details here coming up in about 10 minutes.
Okay, good, because I need to know. Do I need to run out to Target today and load up on water, or what's the deal?
I think today and tomorrow are going to be pretty interesting as far as the cone. We are in the cone. We remain in the cone. But, you know, yesterday we were kind of looking at
the cone.
I know. I call it the cone of terror. I see that cone coming.
The
I go,
cone
man.
Of terror.
But, you know, I think we are looking at a little bit of a stronger storm with everything I've seen this morning. But Greg's going to get everything into place for us. So coming up in about 10 minutes, Greg, the ABC Action News meteorologist.
Florida's luck. Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. Keeping your family safe from the storm. Here's the latest on Dorian.
So I feel like this morning I got up and I'm like flashbacks of Irma, not in strength or anything like that, but just the flip-flopping of the models now.
It really is incredible. I mean, the storm is literally tracking on the opposite side of Puerto Rico. Just how quickly things can change in 24 hours is amazing. So although the forecast still shows some interest and concern for the weekend for Florida, I do want to caution everyone that these models will continue to change. So just because we are in a cone now does not mean we'll remain in that cone. And in fact, another thing to remember is that one out of three storms track outside of the cone. So there are still a lot of changes. I think the lesson with Dorian is this is an unpredictable storm. It's one that's kind of throwing us for a loop and one that you definitely need to keep track of as we approach a very busy holiday weekend.
Next 24 to 48 hours going to be pretty pivotal.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And I think especially once it gets north of Puerto Rico and it gets into the central Bahamas, somewhere in that point, it's going to start to make a turn to the west. Where that turn happens will have big implications on our forecast for the weekend. If there were to be direct impact to the Tampa Bay area, I would think it would be Sunday into Labor Day. So that is a very interesting timing here for us.
All right. Well, thanks for talking with us this morning. We really, really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right. The secret to backstage passes. The secret this Friday night, Dan and Shay, 99.5 QYK.
I want you all myself. We don't need anyone else.
So, like, you know, when these big concerts come, we go out to the tailgates.
Of course.
And we mingle with the people.
Yes.
Right? We mingle with the people. Those are our favorite people out there, by the way. Tailgate people are the best.
Yeah, they really are.
So I want you to go and like the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. We will be giving you information on Friday afternoon as to where we'll be in the tailgate lots with Dan and Shay backstage passes.
Ooh.
A little backstage party with Dan and Shay. Tell me that doesn't. I mean, I know we got kind of maybe a sort of a stressful weekend coming up with Tropical Storm and everything like that, but the way we kick this off, Dan and Shay, FGL.
And it's not like you can go buy these. You know, you can't just hop online and buy backstage passes.
No, these are not for sale.
No.
These are not for sale. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah. Even at the station, people are like, wait a second, how are we getting backstage?
Oh, yeah.
These are for the listeners.
Let me tell you, I have like three times more friends in concert season than in real life.
Same.
Because you're like, oh, man, that guy's got meet and greet passes and stuff like that.
So true.
Yeah. So go like the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. That's where we'll be giving out the information on Friday afternoon as to where we'll be in the lots running around. And maybe taking care of you. Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Mark with a C. Go do that. And maybe all of your dreams will come true. Last year they came. And Kevin, you were back there with me.
Mm-hmm.
Poured tequila shots with those guys. Their song Tequila was out. It was that's very great. Big. Super Oof. Awesome guy. Yeah. Super awesome guys.
See, that's the danger in having a popular song that has booze as the title. It's
I mean,
they must have just had so much tequila at this point.
I know. Actually, FGL had a song that mentioned Fireball in it.
Yes, that's true.
Yep.
So you have to really balance that out.
Well, I'd rather my hit song be about tequila.
Me too. I think.
Are there any hit songs about water?
Yeah, Brad Paisley had a song called Water.
Oh, yeah.
It was a hit, yeah.
I'm going to need some of that on Saturday.
Funny, that's the last one that gets talked about, though. Yeah. Is there a hit song called Sleep?
Brad Young is Sleep Without You.
Oh, that's true. How about Vitamins?
Anything healthy?
Can't tell you that one.
How about Dead?
Just good night. Peaceful good night. All right, so Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Like that. Get ready to go this Friday night. We'll be giving you out all the information. That is a secret, too. The backstage passes.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
All right, what do you think? Can you type faster on a computer or a phone? Think about that. I think what, 5, 6, 7 years ago, maybe a laptop. Now yeah. Phone.
Phone has autocorrect, so
you can just Melanie.
I think text message. Although, I mean, I'm pretty quick at typing on both.
Well,
but texting.
But it's all thumbs. You know what I think? I think in like 50 years, humans, we're going to have like huge thumbs because we're going to evolve into like these massive like thumb like cyborgs. And we're going to be like, hey, how'd our thumbs get so big? And they'll be like, oh, in 2006, there was this thing called texting. And so we texted for 100 years. Now our thumbs are huge.
Funny enough, they say that could actually happen. One of the Smithsonian museums in D.C.
I thought that was my idea.
I hate to break it to you, but no. So you can type in there your lifestyle, and then you put a photo of you. You stand in front of this thing, and then it morphs you into, you know, 30 years down the road, what your species will look like. Man. And we'll have these long thumbs because we'll be texting. Our necks are all stretched out because we're looking down.
Oh, yeah. We'll have like a Gumby neck. It'll be all like,
Yeah.
Dude, this is miserable thinking about what we might be like.
Yeah, and also since they got rid of straws, we have these long little mouths because now we're like mosquitoes.
Okay, I think she's making this up at this point. I was in on the thumbs and I was in on the neck, but these mouths because of the straws?
Well, they got rid of straws, so now we're all sipping out of stuff. So they said you could evolve into this other... this other look.
New survey out, 68% of people say they're faster on a computer. 14% say they're faster on a phone. 7% say they're equally fast, no matter the device. My wife is, man, she is lightning on a computer. Like just... But then she gets to the phone, tries to do it. And I think even her phone's like, we don't speak that because she'll send me all kinds of stuff. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I can't read this. Like, I don't understand any of it.
Dude, my wife texts us with her two fingers. Like this. She goes, like no thumbs
with her,
at all.
Yeah. So I use a thumb and a pointer.
That would be a punishment for a lot of people. Yeah. Like if my kids were like in trouble, I'd be like, okay, you now have to text with your two fingers for the next week. That hurts just thinking about it.
Ow. Once someone in the grocery line said something to me, which was creepy because it was like, why are you looking at my phone? But I was texting back and I was using my thumb and my pointer finger and they were behind me and they go, wow, you can really text like that? And I didn't even know it wasn't normal.
Didn't you say you won an award for typing?
I did. Texting.
Wait, a texting award?
It was a texting, it was a contest. And you had to text in the lyrics of a Justin Timberlake song. And the person who could text it correctly, no typos, no misspelling, nothing, would win the backstage passes.
Who won?
I won.
You won?
I won it. I was the fastest texter, and I won it.
Did you tell Justin Timberlake why you were there meeting him?
No, Justin Timberlake doesn't speak to peasants, okay? I just got to stand. Oh. I got to stand in his presence and take a photo. It wasn't, I wish.
All right, Texas, are you fast? Isn't that funny? Texas, are you faster on the phone or the computer? Let us know, 800-992-1099. Coming up, it's this weekend. Blowing out your Labor Day weekend with FGL.
Yes.
We got the tickets at 7:40, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
I don't know why I think it's so funny, but news reporters, and they got a tough job, but they're out there and they're doing live reports, and then something happens, like a reporter getting blasted by a sprinkler that he didn't know was about to pop out of the ground.
Yes.
And this is, Kevin, this is in Russian?
Yeah, he was standing on the sideline of a soccer pitch, and he was doing a live report, and the sprinkler just turns on and just nails him, and the guy doesn't even, it's like he didn't, it didn't even hit him. He just kept going.
It's like it was in school. They had sprinkler class. Yeah. Like, to learn. Here it is, listen.
Поэтому буду говорить максимально быстро, или я помазу, я становлюсь еще мокрее и мокрее. Ну, я продолжаю свой... Красота! Усилились как-то походу этого матча и становлюсь еще мокрее.
That guy, back around.
Dude, that guy, that's awesome. We did get an he's dripping with water, but...
Ну, я продолжаю свой... Красота! Усилились как-то игру походу этого матча и становлюсь еще мокрее и мокрее.
Comes back to it. Yeah, that's great.
I mean, right in the face.
That is great.
Ну, я продолжаю свой...
That's the universal language. Doesn't matter what it's in.
That needs to be a reality show where, I don't know what you call it, but you
surprise
just go...
Surprise sprinklers?
Yeah, surprise yes. sprinkler would be fun, where you just go to people's office and out of the blue, like three people jump up with like a hose and just like... and then you see how well you can keep doing your job or if it totally throws you off.
That'd be really funny, actually.
Like a game show. And if you keep doing your job, then you get like $1 million.
Points keep adding up. Yeah. The more you just keep working as the harder the water pressure gets or something like that.
Do you think you could continue to do your job with a fire hose being sprayed in your face?
I think I'd try. Yeah. I mean, I'd give it a shot. I don't know.
It would be a hot mess.
It'd be a hot, yeah.
It would be a disaster.
I thought about trying it in here, but we got so many things and electricity. Worry about the others.
But the video it would make.
Oh, that's true. Chris Lane is on QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Can anybody's eyes just like go bad within like 6 months? Like all of a sudden you almost can't see? Has that ever happened to anybody?
I mean, I feel just like I should say yes to make you feel better.
Please make me feel better.
Is this an old thing? Getting old?
Well, I was worried about making you feel bad.
I'm starting to hope that is the reason why, because I get on like WebMD and I see a bunch of other reasons and I'm like, man, what's a... So this Saturday, my wife's like, you have to go get an eye appointment. Like, when you look at your phone, it hurts me when to watch you. She says I make all these crazy faces, you know, I'm like bending down and eyes are all going crazy.
You do squint a lot.
Oh, gosh.
Especially when I try to show you stuff, because I just want to show you funny memes and stuff sometimes. And then I'm like, oh, he can't even see it. He'll be like, yeah. That's and then he's like, I can't.
That actually is, that's an act because the memes aren't funny. So I pretend like I can't see them. So I'm just trying to make you feel better.
That's what it
that's
is.
That's a little different.
Well, no more memes for you.
No, I'm just kidding. Your memes are great. But what happened is, so I went to the dollar store and I bought these little like readers for a dollar, right? Not bad for a dollar, huh?
Mark, you know, the show's doing okay. We can go somewhere besides the dollar store to get you some glasses.
I like that. I got five kids. The dollar store's my church. You're like, what denomination are you? I was like, $1 denomination. But anyway, so I got these things, and I think they're working against me now, because I don't think you should be, like, I just use them as regular glasses, so everything's bigger.
But, yeah, they're just magnifying glasses.
Yeah,
they're not
bad.
Actually glasses.
So I go to this place on Saturday. My wife sets me up an eye exam on Saturday. Thanks. And I walk in, and the lady's like, yeah, she's like, your eyes are really bad. 2030. They stopped giving driver's license at 2040. Like, I'm like, what? No, come on. This can't be that bad. So I walk out, okay? I walk out of the eye exam. And it's one of these places where you get the exam, but then they'll also sell you glasses right there.
Oh, they always do that.
Why didn't you warn me? So I go sit in the thing.
I was busy looking at memes, obviously.
That was good. So I go sit there, and the girl's like, yeah, she's like, you know, you should try these frames on these, and we can get these glasses made like in a couple hours, no problem. We'll get the prescription, everything like that. So 30 minutes later, I'm sitting there, and she's like, well, here you go. This is the frames you like, this and that. Here's your total. She hands me the total, and I was like, well, I do know my eyes are bad. I was like, but I think the decimal point's in the wrong spot. And then I thought about what a scam to, like, give a guy with terrible eyes a price like that because you don't know what's going on. $680.
What, did you get the Gucci?
Dude.
Yeah, what did you get, the special leopard print one?
I mean, couldn't read what they were. Like, I mean, that's the whole thing is you can't read, like, what it is. Oh, I think it was, like, there was Gucci, there was, I don't know, names, Oakley's. I mean, you know.
Oh, fancy Mark.
Yeah, but Mark ain't fancy. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't need that stuff.
So you're just still rocking the dollar store ones? You refuse to buy the new
ones? My shirt today has a palm tree. It says Buenos Dios on it. You think I need a pair of Gucci's.
Dude, I got you. Dude, I got you.
What? How would that look? I mean, look at me. I look like I just walked out of a thrift store,
like,
and I'm fine with that.
Shirt.
I'm fine with that.
I like the shirt.
Thanks.
Where's that from? The dollar store as well?
Probably. I don't know.
I like it.
I actually stole this from my 12-year-old. We wear the same size shirt.
Oh, man.
You got to go to Costco, man. Get the 3-pack, $12.99.
Ooh, it's
Costco.
Prescription?
I don't know.
See, that's the problem. Nobody really knows.
About shirts. The Costco shirts.
The shirts are prescription.
Or prescription shirts.
They don't sell bulk glasses.
$600 glasses? Would you ever?
No, absolutely not.
And for Melanie to say no, that's something. Because you're into designers and decorating and
yes,
all this. You know
I'm
what I mean?
Rocking the same outdated prescription glasses. I mean, I don't know where they are.
What did yours cost?
I've never bought new ones. I want to say like $120, and I got another pair free. It was like a buy one, get one.
I don't want to pay that. I think it's just I just don't want glasses. I don't want to pay $120 for that.
You want to see if my bonus pair work on your eyes?
Man.
Kevin, would you pay?
That much money.
Buck, you don't need glasses, do you?
No.
You're lucky. Yeah. 800-992-1099. I just want to talk to people. Like, what's the biggest financial thing you got roped into? But it all just happened within, like, minutes. Next thing you know, you're holding a pair of glasses, and they're like, hey, you want to pay cash or credit? And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, whatever. How much are they? $600. I was like, oh, here you go. Here's your glasses back. I was like, I actually looked at the lady. I was like, are you serious? And she was, yeah. I was like, well, I have insurance. And she's like, oh, it doesn't cover these glasses. And I'm like,
right,
oh, of course not.
Yeah. Of course.
All right, text us, 800-992-1099. When did you get handed a bill and you were like, what? I started to seize up. Remember that one Star Wars when Darth Vader, he just looked at the guy and he started choking?
Yes, without even touching him.
Yeah, that was me. That was happening. I'm okay now. It's 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Okay. There's the chief, Eric Church. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. So I finally did it. My wife made me. She was like, you got to go get your eyes checked. It's just painful looking at you. Look at other things.
Well, I was going to say, you must not have been telling her she was pretty or something. And she was like, listen, you need your eyes checked.
She actually, you know what she started doing? I was on my phone or the laptop at home, and she would just start going, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, why do you keep asking me? And she's like, you are making the craziest faces. I was like, describe the face. And she's like, imagine just biting into the worst thing that you'd ever want to bite into. And I was like, ew. I was like, I look like that? And she goes, yeah. So she makes me an eye appointment. So I go Saturday, and the doctor's like, yeah, I definitely need glasses. But it's one of those places where they can set you right up with glasses.
Set you up right away.
The setup is right there.
It's a setup, the key word.
Over $600.
Yeah.
And I had no idea, like, all these upgrades. And they were talking to me, but, man, they were the nicest people in the world. And they made my eyes feel better. But 600 bones on a pair of glasses?
Did they try to sell you on that blue tint thing? Because they tried to do that to me. They're like, well,
Melanie,
you can get the blue tint or you just don't care about your eyes. And eventually they'll go to crap.
There was so much of that stuff that I didn't even know what they were. I think they just inundate you with so much information that you're just like, you know what I mean? Like, smoke starts coming out of your ears. We got some great texts coming in, though. I guess this is a thing, like, and people know that, like, this is a thing. If you go to a place to get glasses, this is just what happens. Julie, you're in on this, too.
That's what you have to be careful is all the upgrades and the price of your frames.
I'm thinking about starting a business. You know, it's 2019 where either there's a drive-through where you just drive through and they come out and do the exam in your car, or it's almost like Uber for glasses. They just come to your house real quick and set you all up, and they pull out a briefcase and hand you the prescription.
I like the second idea better because I don't want a bunch of blind people driving around through drive-throughs.
Exactly. It's bad enough with everybody making a left-hand turn from the right-hand lane. So
I'm not there yet, but I could be getting there. I could be getting there.
You're squinting right now. Did anybody else know that?
What?
I think you're trying to read the text messages and you're squinting so hard.
I can read this one, but I blew up the screen so much. So it's like, as you see, but great text from St. Pete. Eyeglass places are just as bad as when purchasing a car. Because then they go, quote unquote, okay, now this feature, now that feature, now this feature, and that feature, and all the warranty packages. And just sign here. Absolutely great tax. That's so true. It's so true.
Yeah, they try to upsell you. And you just feel like, okay, well, if I don't do this, what's going to happen? And then they give you the worst case scenario. Well, your eyes are just going to get worse and you're going to go blind, basically.
Yeah, and then the extended warranty packages. Because if you spend $600 on glasses, and I know I'm going to lose them or drop them, we'll be out at like FGL tailgate or something. And, you know, that's not good.
Anything could happen.
Anything could happen out there. Oh. And then it's like, oh, yeah, well, we're only going to do a 60-day warranty. 60-day warranty? Well, you can buy the extra warranty.
What is this, Best Buy? You have to buy all these extra warranties? No, thank you.
It was just exhausting. All right, great texts, great calls. Thank you guys very much. We're having a lot of fun going through these texts right now. It's good. 8 minutes away, FGL tickets to kick off your Labor Day weekend. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
All right, what's the secret to getting backstage passes to hang out with Dan and Shay Friday night? 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, the answer for that is you want to go and like the Mark and Melanie Facebook page, because on Friday, they are tailgates in the lots, giving somebody, some people, that opportunity, and we'll be tipping you off on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. So Mark and Melanie Facebook page. It is Mark with a C. Sorry to be difficult. Blame my parents. I don't know what to do.
So extra.
So extra.
Spell Mark that way.
It's not like one's a vowel and one's a consonant. They're both consonants. What was the point of that? Anyway, so Mark and Melanie Facebook page, Dan and Shay backstage. That is secret underground route to get to Dan and Shay. Now, how do you get tickets to the show FGL? That secret is you either call her 9 or 10 right now, 800-992-1099, and you win Mark and Melanie's world-famous name game.
Man, I am never telling you a secret.
Don't. You tell me a secret, I just
You're
hit the...
You're telling all the secrets.
I just hit the on button on the microphone, and secrets are gone.
Too much.
Exposing secrets here. But it's all good secrets. FGL, Dan and Shay, callers 9 and 10, call us now. Let's do this.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Would you quit your job for this opportunity right here? 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Listen.
People want to chase dreams, but they rarely take the risk. Well, Stoke is making it easy. Fire yourself, and they'll pay you to chase your passion. Want to quit your job and climb an ice mountain? Climb that thing. Or train to be a world food eating champ? Stuff your face then.
Yeah.
Is that a shark? Don't swim there. Or you know what? Do it. This is your adventure. It's time to fire yourself. Find your extra bolt of motivation with Stoke and pursue your dreams. Apply at quityourjobandgetstoked.com.
That is a great ad.
Quityourjobandgetstoked.com.
What's Stoked?
Dude, they're trying to get you to swim with sharks. I mean, how much are they going to pay you? How much are they going to pay you? Did it say?
Yes, it's $30,000.
Oh.
Look, we can make this work.
All right. Talk to me, Bob.
We sell our cars, right? We won't need them.
Okay.
No payment.
Mm-hmm.
We all get an apartment together, a studio. We're out doing
Listen
stuff.
Listen to Mark. We already spend so much time together.
By the way, it's a coffee company.
Thank you. That was important. I needed to know what it was.
Why? I love coffee.
Coffee, and they'll give you $30,000.
Yeah, but you can climb an ice mountain, it said.
You probably get free coffee.
What is an ice? An ice mountain different with a mountain? Is that different than a mountain that's covered with snow?
I think that's the mountains like on the Coors Light cans, you know?
Ooh.
They're always blue.
Yes.
Those are the ice mountains.
Let's go. Let's go. All right. 800-992-1099. Would you do it? All right. Just right around the room. Just Melanie, in or out?
I'm out.
It's a new feature on this show called In or Out, by the way. Kevin, in or out?
I'm out.
Buck.
All right, hold on. Uh-oh. Question.
You want to go? You just want to skip right to me?
Is there a family plan? Like,
that's the problem. I mean, I can't leave my kids and wife for the ice mountain.
That's the thing. If it was just Buck Wild of the past, I'm in 100%. But with a family and a kid,
I'll do that too. If it was old me. If it was version 1 me, I'm in.
Version
is this version 2.0 or is this like 10.0 at this point?
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I don't know where we are. I'm probably in like Roman numerals and it's like how they do Super Bowl, IV, whatever they are. All right, so it's 30 grand, quit your job. They're going to pay you to do it. But then you just got to do all this crazy stuff with the coffee.
Or if you wouldn't do it, how much would they have to pay you
right.
to do it?
Yeah. What would the number be? But you have to do crazy things. You can't just quit and like sit on your couch and drink coffee.
But why?
Because they want you to swim with sharks and climb mountains.
I know what they want me to do, but if I'm not working, no one can make me do anything. So I think I'm just going to Netflix and chill.
I'll be honest with you. If you're 21, 22, 23 years old, man, this is an opportunity. You get a GoPro, you get the stoked coffee, and you just go do crazy stuff. Pretty interesting.
Take a summer.
Yeah.
Go.
Right.
Pack a backpack and say, where are we going? Sharks, let's do it. I would have. Yeah.
I would just hit all the tailgates at the amp. That would apply. It's like living crazy. That would.
We already do that.
I know. All right, Texas, what's the number? What number would it take? 800-992-1099. Quit your job, go on an adventure. A company wants to pay you to do it. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. Y'all out there are thirsty for an adventure, and I love it.
Same.
We're getting pounded with texts and calls. This is great. It's a coffee company. They want to pay you 30 grand to quit. They want you to go on an adventure. They're going to pay for your travels. Buck just got on their website. Buck, did you say they've already written the resignation letter? You're just going to have to put your name in it?
Yeah, they have a download button on here, and you download it, and then you give the letter to your boss.
Oh, this is amazing.
It's like fill in the blank. It's like, hello, sir.
But what if you do it and they don't pick you?
You have to apply for it. Also, it says that the 30 grand you make, 20 of it is for travel expenses.
So you got to find a way to live off 10.
You're living off 10.
Dicey. Crystal's on. What do you got, Crystal?
Anybody who's struggling would be pretty silly not to take something like that. So I was thinking, maybe you could go all the way up to, the Northern Lights, take your little GoPro.
Ooh.
And then you got your perfect ad right there for them. Then you get 30 grand. I mean, come on.
The Northern Lights, that would be so cool. That's a bucket list thing.
That'd be super. You know what I was thinking?
So you could kill two birds with one stone.
Right. And it's like, all right, I get 30 G's, not like a ton of money, but look at this. You can make money off of if you're taking awesome pictures and awesome video, that just starts your new career of some adventure reporter or whatever,
Exactly. Why not? I mean, that's one heck of an opportunity.
And you do have to take into account, I didn't think about this until just now. You don't have your rent. You don't have your car payment. They're paying for you to probably travel around. So really.
Exactly. Cell phone bill.
Yeah.
That's it.
So what was the website again?
I love you.
Here you go. Here's a piece of the promo.
Apply at quityourjobandgetstoked.com.
All right, awesome. I might quit my job, guys.
All right, Crystal.
Interesting.
Let us know, Crystal.
Just wait till you get it first. That's all I'm saying. Just wait till you get it, then you give the resignation letter.
Did we just convince Crystal to go and quit her job?
I think so.
Dude, what if it works out for her, though, and it's incredible? That's awesome.
He's so cool.
But it's only a month. And in the letter, it says, I am leaving this date and I'm returning on this date.
Yeah, you're not really quitting your job. You're asking for a month off, and you're getting 30 grand for the month.
And really, we should all have a month off work.
And get paid. And get $30,000 a month.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in. I changed my vote. I'm in.
Yeah, I changed my vote. Can we do the in or out?
In or out, Melanie.
In.
Kevin.
I guess in.
What? Yeah. You know what? You're out. Forget it. You need to be more excited.
I'm
in for Kevin and I, Buck.
In.
There you go. Nutbags, north of Florida. We're in on that. It's next after Thomas Rhett, QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK. 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Yep, up in Pennsylvania. By the way, Pennsylvania has just been checking in lately on Nutbags, north of Florida. I mean, I don't know what's going on up there.
Pennsylvania is the new Florida.
Yep.
I feel like there was a mass migration of a lot of Floridians up to Pennsylvania. And now it's just coming unglued.
Yep.
A former Macy's employee has been busted for hiding in the ceiling with stolen cash. So this guy gets fired from his job, goes back, steals money, and gets a little nervous, climbs up into the ceiling of the Macy's to hide from the police who have been called. Now, the police got there around 4:30 in the morning. 4 hours later, they were still searching for the man, but they knew he was in the, you know, these department stores are huge. We have audio here of one of the officers and then followed up by audio from one of the eyewitnesses. Here we go.
The officers were very shocked. They had got information of some old entryways into the ceiling area. And once they got up there, I think even though at that point there was still a possibility that he was up there, they just couldn't believe somebody had gone up to that length to hide from them.
Oh, an inside job. Loss prevention, but he made that loss happen, didn't he? Things happen. Crazy things. This is a crazy world right now.
There you go. That is
the truth, man.
That is the witness there.
Ooh, an inside job.
I love it.
This guy sniffed it out. Ooh, an inside job.
Ooh, an inside job. Loss prevention, but he made that loss happen, didn't he? Things happen. Crazy things. This is a crazy world right now.
Pennsylvania. Let's get it together up there. Let's get
Seriously.
It together.
And everyone knows he should have just posed as a mannequin. I don't know why he wasted his time going to the ceiling.
That's great.
That was really good.
Come on now, rookie.
Tex just got shot in. Who's the nutbag, the guy who stole the cash or the eyewitness there? That's pretty good, actually.
I like that eyewitness, actually.
That guy sounds
I could hang with him.
Ooh, an inside job.
I do want to hang out with this guy.
Ooh, an inside job.
All right. There is nutbags north of Florida.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
All right, this just happened. This just happened. So here we go. CMA nominees. Let's start with musical event.
The nominees for CMA Musical Event of the Year are All My Favorite People, Maren Morris featuring Brothers Osborne, Brand New Man, Brooks and Dunn with Luke Combs, Dive Bar, Garth Brooks and Blake Shelton, Old Town Road Remix, Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus, What Happens in a Small Town, Brantley Gilbert, Lindsay L. Those are the nominees for CMA.
Just happened on Good Morning America. It's 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Let's get on to CMA nominees. This is Entertainer of the Year.
The nominees for CMA Entertainer of the Year are Garth Brooks, Eric Church, Chris Stapleton, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban. Those are the nominees for CMA.
Oh, that's tough. But if you had to pick, Kevin, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm thinking Carrie this year. Out of hearing that group, I don't know. Carrie... She's had herself a year. I don't know.
Was Luke Combs in there?
He wasn't.
No,
I was surprised by this list.
Neither was Luke Bryan or Jason Aldean.
Or Jason Aldean, who I think won last year.
Let's go back over this real quick.
The nominees for CMA Entertainer of the Year are Garth Brooks, Eric Church, Chris Stapleton, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban. Those are the nominees for CMA.
You have to remember, it's okay. Entertainer of the Year. So this is different. And I got to tell you, nobody's selling out stadiums or places like Eric Church right now.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah.
I'm changing my vote to Eric Church.
Me too.
I am.
Although, Garth just did a bunch of stadiums, and he's doing the Dive Bar now.
Eric Church. He had the Double Down Tour. That thing was so successful.
Eric, he was playing for like 4 and 5 hours.
It's him.
It's Eric Church.
That's my vote.
That's my vote. What do you think? Although, Carrie.
I know.
The Southbound is the best song on the radio right now.
I agree with that. And she's redoing the thing for the NFL. She's just everywhere. It's between Eric Church and Carrie Underwood.
So none of us are going with Stapleton or Garth.
Or Keith.
Or Keith Urban. Keith.
Well, Keith just won Artist of the Year last year.
Yeah, I believe he did, yeah.
Final answer, Eric Church.
Agree, disagree, yes. Texas, 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.